All right, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones after a win, but a costly win in Philly. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, how are you feeling? You're 2-0, but you're without your quarterback.
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm on some of this new OxyContin.
I don't think that's how you pronounce it, but okay.
And I tell you, it's got me consoling me a little bit after that Romo deal. I tell you, hey, let me ask you something before we get started here.
Right.
Do either of you guys have John Kitna's or Kyle Orton's flip phone number?
No.
I tell you what, I need their number. I got to start making some calls. Either one of you guys, can y'all throw the football?
A little bit.
A little, but we're kind of getting up there by NFL terms.
Tell you, I think anyone, even though he was pretty good last night, that Brandon Whedon's going to show you he's a fraud next week.
Well, he's on your team. Why do you have him on the team then?
I think a one-armed Tony Romo is better than that Whedon. Maybe I can strap Tony's left arm down to his torso with a steel cable. You think that'd work?
No, I don't think so. He's going to need some time to heal.
Well, I want to announce I'm holding some open tryouts for our backup quarterback position now. So anybody who works at Home Depot or Lowe's, please apply.
That's not the only place to look for a quarterback.
Is that what you say there, Jody?
Yep, that's what I say.
All right, where am I going to find one?
Well, I would, if you need another quarterback or a backup quarterback, I don't know, check the waiver wire in the NFL. That'd be a good place to start.
Somebody said Craigslist. What's that?
No, stay off that.
Wouldn't do that.
Tell you what, last night I beat up Steven for not letting me take Johnny Footballs in the draft.
Yeah, he looked pretty good yesterday, but I think he'll be okay.
You think we'll be okay? What do you think we're going to do with old Whedon in there?
Oh, you got some chance to win some games. We were talking maybe you'd go 4-3 or something.
Good.
That'd be doing good.
That'd be doing good. See, I listen to you guys. I don't listen to any of my football people I got on staff.
Well, you probably should.
I tell you, it was an awful day in spite of the win. Of course, not only did you have the Romo injury, but I hate that stadium so much.
You do?
Oh, my God. It smells like an outhouse full of old cheesesteaks. And them fans, they got there. They hate me. I don't know why. I don't know what I did to them, but they always throwing cigarette butts and used tampons at me.
Oh, gosh.
Jerry Jr. got mugged and stuffed in an oil barrel while he's trying to buy a hot dog.
Well, that's kind of big news.
I sure did. We didn't report it to police because last time we reported something to Philly police, they kept me in jail for about 5 days.
I don't remember that.
I think they're all in on the Eagles conspiracy. Hey, Jody.
Hey.
Ask me a football question.
Okay, how bad do you think the Eagles are?
Well, I will say this. One thing about Chip Kelly's sleek, modern, fast-paced offense, it sure makes Sam Bradford's three and outs go a lot faster.
Yeah, they were pretty bad.
And, hey, did you see how bad DeMarcus Murray did?
Yeah, DeMarco.
And the biggest highlight he had was trying to pick a fight with our kicker.
Yeah, that was weird.
What did he run backwards for, 9 yards for the whole game?
It was not good. Yeah, I think he gained 2, actually.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations to him. I'll send him maybe 2 roses, 2 red roses for every yard that he gained last night. Hey, do you know what are the legal implications for canceling the rest of the Cowboys season?
Well, you can't do that. No, the league will not stand for that.
We have to refund tickets or something.
Yeah, it would be a nightmare.
I guess now that Tony's out, I guess old Candace is available.
Well, they're still married.
Is it bad form to date Tony Romo's widow?
He's not that out. He's just injured.
Oh, is that right?
And yeah. By the way, you're married.
Yes. A lot of problems with that.
Barely. I tell you, Roosevelt's got enough confiscated iPhones to prove they ain't married too much.
Come on.
No, we like to have fun with it. I'm heading over to Roosevelt's house right now to apologize to him.
What happened?
Well, as soon as Romo broke his clavicle, mm-hmm. I broke Roosevelt's nose.
Oh, dear. That's terrible.
Well, I got pissed.
He's such a nice guy.
What can I say? I got pissed. No, Roosevelt is a nice guy. That's why I'm apologizing to him.
Yeah.
I'm going to go there and I'm going to say, I apologize. Sit down. What you drinking? I'm going to buy him a drink.
It sounds familiar somehow.
I can't remember the last time we blocked a punt, but I'm pretty sure I had all my original hips when we did.
When was that? It's been a while.
Has it?
Yeah, a year or two maybe.
Why don't you guys come over a little bit later on this afternoon? We'll get loaded up on painkillers and Johnny Blue.
Okay, we'll be there.
All right, I'm going to take enough painkillers to sleep the rest of the season. Y'all wake me up in the middle of December. Tell me how it turned out.
Don't do that. Good morning. Don't do that. All right, there goes Jarrett. It's 8:46.